Like many of the flare-ups we've seen so far during the Trump administration, this latest one with North Korea began with a tweet. Over the weekend, President Trump posted the following: just heard Foreign Minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of Little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer! North Korea interpreted that last part of the tweet as a declaration of war. Many users have since called on the platform to take the post down, claiming it violates Twitter's guidelines against making violent threats. Twitter responded to the controversy yesterday. The company did not say whether the president's tweet broke the rules, but they did say the tweet in question isn't going anywhere because of its newsworthiness. For more on this, we reached out to Matthias Lufkens. He is a founder of Twiplomacy.
We've been basically looking at how world leaders, governments, and foreign ministers use Twitter and other social networks. And Donald Trump has kind of changed the way people communicate on Twitter and the way people conduct diplomacy on Twitter.
I mean, he is using his private account at Real Donald Trump. It's the one he used when he was Citizen Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump. Does that make a difference? I mean, he has the at POTUS account, which he can tweet on and which is archived and on the government record.
This is really interesting, because when Barack Obama set up the Twitter account of the White House, he then set up his own personal Twitter account, the POTUS account. But his campaign account, Barack Obama, was never an official administration account. And there was a clear separation. With Donald Trump, this is different. So he continues to use his campaign account personally rather than the official POTUS account. So he's basically brought in a new way to use social media.
Right. And a lot of people would argue that everything that the president posts at Real Donald Trump is newsworthy. And in the past, he's posted content that users say incites violence. I mean, we've got this edited video that he retweeted earlier this month where he appeared to be hitting a golf ball and it hits his former campaign rival Hillary Clinton on the head. Do you think Twitter is taking the right approach here, or should they have additional standards beyond newsworthiness?
Well, I think, you know, the tweets of the U.S. president at Real Donald Trump are newsworthy and of public interest. So, you know, it is, I think Twitter made the right decision to leave these tweets, even though you can argue they can contravene against the terms of and conditions of Twitter. So it's really difficult for Twitter. It's, you know, a very thin line to walk, you know, what is newsworthy and what is not. So we'll see how it will pan out.
How much is Twitter having to deal with these sorts of scenarios in other parts of the world? I mean, you study at Twiplomacy how world leaders use social media.
Well, we haven't really seen these exchanges on Twitter. There was a time when the former president of Colombia called the then president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, an assassin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the very, very few rants that we've seen over the past years, you know, it has been very, very civil, I would say, the discourse between world leaders. And, you know, the new way of using Twitter personally by the U.S. president is something unusual, I should say.
What if down the line Twitter does go a different route and takes down tweets by Donald Trump and other political leaders? What kind of impact do you think that could have on political dialogue, on diplomacy?
I think, you know, taking down a tweet by a world leader, be it Donald Trump or any other world leader, I think would have the opposite effect. I mean, we would, you know, you would find that tweet, you know, everywhere else. You would find, you know, screenshots on Instagram, on Flickr, you name it. It would actually give the tweet much more power. So I think, you know, it's counterproductive.
Finally, Matthias, who's your favorite politician or government official on Twitter, like either for honesty, wisdom, or entertainment?
Oh, that's a good question. I have my favorite is Danish Foreign Minister Anders Samuelsen, because, you know, he uses Twitter, Instagram and Facebook personally himself. So I do like him. And maybe I'm biased. I'm German. But I think mm-hmm. the German Foreign Ministry is doing actually a really, really good job, showing sometimes a human side. I mean, there was this brilliant tweet after the Brexit vote in Britain, where at the end of the day, the social media manager on the official page tweeted and posted on Facebook saying, well, we're now going to an Irish pub and get, you know, utterly sloshed.
Well, thank you very much for the recommendations. That's Matthias Lufkens, the founder of Twiplomacy, speaking with us from Geneva. Thank you very much, Matthias.
Thank you very much for having me.